It is Monday on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Marvelous Monday.
Yeah.
Magnificent Monday.
I can't think of another M word. I was going to say muggy. It is kind of muggy, but it's like cold muggy.
It's cold but it's not bad.
It feels like
fall out there.
Ooh, I had to wear warm gloves this morning and like full insulation.
I was in charge of like lunches and prep for school and getting ready for school. Mommy's out of town, so daddy had to do all the get ready stuff this morning. And so I'm like, okay, which jacket is warm enough for today? Dilemma of...
It was 40 degrees out there.
Yeah, it was
where I am.
It was colder.
It was in the 30s out west.
Good stuff on the calendar for today, for this week. We're going to take a look at the October issue of The Lutheran Witness. Excited to dig into that this morning. And we continue our series later on, Tuesday and Thursday, we continue our series with He Restores My Soul and lots of giveaways on social media with that. That's exciting.
Last 2 weeks of this series. So last 2 weeks for
so
book
this
giveaways.
Week and next week,
yep.
The last weeks of
Yep, we still have some books to give away. So Instagram and Facebook.
We're getting conventional with Dr. John Sias, Secretary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in just a little bit as well. We have that to share with you in a few minutes. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Have you gotten your October issue of Lutheran Witness in your mailbox?
I have.
Good.
I hope everyone else has. It's a good one.
Good
all
stuff.
Good.
Well, yes, they're all
they're good every month.
Ministry and Mental Health. October, as we mentioned, is Pastor Appreciation Month, Clergy Appreciation Month, and pastor in studio with us today, the Reverend Dr. Jason Wagner. He's pastor at Hope Lutheran Church in High Ridge, Missouri, right down the road, just a hop, skip, and a jump away, and shared with us Sabbath for Pastors in the Lutheran Witness. Pastor Wagner, thanks so much for joining us this morning in studio.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Glad to have some time with you in studio. What is, how can finding Sabbath be a dilemma for pastors? Isn't that a fun question?
Yeah.
Is it challenging for pastors to find Sabbath? Or maybe do we need to define Sabbath before
we should define Sabbath
okay,
first.
Let's do that.
Well, if you're going to define Sabbath, I guess there's a couple ways to talk about it, really. In its most basic sense, it means to rest, to stop what you're doing. As Luther would talk about in the Catechism, he talks about it in kind of two fundamental ways, if you're talking about the large Catechism. And he'll talk about first that sense of just stopping work. And it's it kind of begins there. That's the essence of Sabbath. But it is for the purpose of telling us to remember the Sabbath day, and that's really why we're talking about it in the third commandment, is to stop from work, both to rest the body, and then also for the purpose then of hearing God's word to rest the soul and to find comfort and peace in Christ. And so that's where I would start from if you're talking about what Sabbath is. And so it has both of those components. If you come back around to your original question then, about, so what does that mean for pastors? Why is that a challenge? It's a challenge for pastors because we're kind of busy on Sunday.
Really?
I mean, it is, you know, according to some, those are the only few hours a week that we work. So, I mean, otherwise we have lots of time for Sabbath.
Pastors only work on Sundays.
Yeah, invariably, I've always had an elder who gives me a hard time about that anywhere where I'm at. But, you know, in thinking about this topic and talking with other pastors about it, one of the things that really struck me is I had a fellow pastor who told me that the thing that they recognize that is a challenge is that for everyone else who comes for the divine service, who gathers for worship, it is a receptive experience primarily. It is, I'm here to rest and receive God's word. And for the pastor, it's to deliver that, which is a wonderful and joyful thing. But it's not the same. And it's not the same kind of rest that everyone else has the blessing of being able to experience, even while we also receive those gifts at the same time.
So how does a pastor have a Sabbath then? If it's not during Sunday morning divine service, as it is for the rest of us, how does that play out?
So probably a couple different ways. So we were talking, you know, before we came on about what my doctoral paper was about, and it was about the devotional practice of pastors and how that benefits preaching. Well, we don't have to talk about all of that, but
we could read every page of
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah, every page. Yeah, you'll be the first, other than probably me and the editor. The place where that really begins for the pastor then is, I would say, is the important part of having daily Sabbath, resting regularly. And, you know, the pattern of having a day set aside for resting in God's word and receiving his gifts is so vital. But the regular rhythm of resting our bodies and sleeping and then working through the remainder of our days is also met by the same need for hearing and resting in God's word on a daily and regular basis. And so for one of the things that stood out to me, I know I did a bunch of surveys for that project that I did. And one of the things that stood out to me is how much of a challenge it is for pastors that we talk about how it's a challenge for me to set aside those times each day to rest and hear God's word. We think, oh, you know, that's what a pastor does for a living. That should be, and yet it's very easy to treat God's word as just a professional item. That this is what I study and look at. And there's certainly an aspect of that in order to teach and preach and do all those things. But it becomes that same sort of thing, as I said before, the difference between pastor and people on Sunday. It's the challenge of being able to hear and receive. So part of it is daily taking time where you're not preparing for Bible study. This is just me needing to be fed and encouraged. God, a big part for me, I know I mentioned this in the article, is the monthly gatherings that pastors have. It's so important to be able to be there and to be strengthened, because you actually get to hear other people preach. I know in larger parishes, you have that opportunity if there's different pastors who preach. In the smaller parish, it's not the case. And a lot of times it's, unless you're on vacation, you know, a handful of weeks out of the year, you're preaching every week. So to have that opportunity to just sit and hear and be blessed with the word of Christ is so important.
And when you think about the makeup of our church body alone, when you look at the LCMS, what, over 50% are rural and small town congregations. Mm-hmm. So most likely soul pastors who are serving dual parish or multi-parish as well. So probably, you know, over half of our church body probably in that setting where they are the sole pastor, and to be fed, to be nourished in that way, may only happen once a month, if even that, where they're maybe their winkle, their group is getting together and being nourished by, you know, fed by another pastor, a brother pastor.
Exactly. Because I know when we were talking beforehand about how my first almost 7 years, I was at a different place. I was in a rural parish in Illinois, and it was hard. It would be hard to take time off. Now, we can talk about that, too.
What is time off?
We can talk about one of the challenges for Sabbath. We can come back to that in a minute. But one of the challenges in a rural setting is just finding someone else who can actually preach. So there were times when it would be tough. You'd have to 6-8 months in advance. If I want to take a Sunday off to find somebody who can come to where I am. You know, in the St. Louis area, that's not as much of a challenge. We have a lot of other pastors who are in different capacities, even if you don't have multiple pastors serving your congregation. If not for that once a month meeting, you don't have an opportunity a lot of times to take time off. Now, sometimes that's a different challenge.
being, we have just about 2 minutes left. What can we do for our pastors during this month, or really any month, in October being Pastor Appreciation Month? What can we do for our pastors to help them hear the word, to experience that Sabbath, to be nourished in the word?
So a couple of things. One, I know I mentioned, I'll just come back to that, encouraging your pastor, maybe as simply as saying, so, hey, pastor, what are you studying right now? I know I'm reading this. What are you doing? And to have that chance as a gentle reminder to them. And in most cases, you know, pastors are desiring to do that. So they'll want to share that with you. Encourage them to take time to go to the circuit meeting. Hey, I think this is really great that you're able to go and visit with other pastors, because not only do you get to hear the word and be strengthened by that, but they understand in ways that we don't everything that the challenges that you face in being a pastor. And then encourage them to take time off. The last thing I really want to say about the article is, man, that really struck me how we wear it as a badge of honor that, hey, I'm really busy, as though the church completely depends on me. And in a positive way, they need to hear, you know what? The church depends on Christ, and you depend on Christ. So you need that time off with your family in rest to hear his word and worship, to be able to receive those gifts yourself.
To receive the good gifts of God so that you can be a faithful pastor, a faithful servant of the word.
Exactly.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Jason Wagner, Hope Lutheran Church in High Ridge, Missouri, and Sabbath for Pastors in the Lutheran Witness, the October 2018 issue. Check it out. Lots of other good articles in there as well. And we hope to have some more of the authors from this month's issue of the Lutheran Witness. Coming up in just a little bit, we get conventional with Dr. John Sias. What does that mean? We're going to take a look at the next steps toward the 2019 convention with Dr. John Sias, Secretary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goldseth.